How does Christianity compare with Islam, Mormonism, skepticism, Buddhism, Scientology, Jehovah's Witnesses, and other world religions? You'll find answers in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, The Christian Difference. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about The Christian Difference at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, The Christian Difference. We have come to the end of a broadcast week on this Friday, January the 25th, and it's time to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Sometimes it's difficult to pick out soundbites from this week's audio. We have to go back and comb through the audio. Sometimes it's easy. This week, it was easy. And the four soundbites that we have for you are all equal contenders, not only for your ears, but also for your votes. You can vote for soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're going to play the four sound bites. You listen, then you vote, either by giving us a call, sending us an email, a tweet, or going to our Facebook fan page. When you vote, we need to know who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the sound bite you're voting for. Your reason is very important, because we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package, a Luther Rose medallion courtesy of Ad Crusum, an I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc, or vote at facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Matt Harrison. Here he is talking about God's gift of life.
Life is a gift, and you don't need to be a Christian to recognize what a gift it is. Each of us are individual. If people get all excited about losing species in the rainforest because they might provide a cure, how about 61 million children aborted who would have been this doctor or that scientist or this person to do good works? Life is God's wonderful gift to us, and it's the prelude to eternal life. Life is worth living. Suffering does not take away life's value. And we are arguing that giving a child another couple of weeks in a womb, or 9 months in a womb, is not too much. The child can be reared by somebody else. There are loads of people wanting to adopt. Life is our only option. Christ came to give life. Our Father in heaven gives us life and showers us with good things. And in the midst of all tragedies, he gives us life. If you've had an abortion, it is forgivable. I tell you right now, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sins. If you've caused an abortion, it is forgivable. I tell you, even now, Christ died for all the sins of humanity, even those. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. Now let's act. Let's love. Seek us out. We'll help you. We'll love you. I promise.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison, on God's gift of life. You can vote for it live this Friday afternoon, the 25th of January, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space for you to do so. Soundbite number two this week comes from Terry Mattingly, explaining why social media drive the media.
Our media today, since the advertising doesn't work, and everybody to survive as publications has to build up banks of loyal online readers and hopefully loyal subscribers who pay you money for what you're producing. you have to keep those people happy, and you have to try to make more of them. Whereas your traditional newspaper tried to have advertisements that appeal to as many different kinds of readers as possible, which meant you had a financial incentive to try to treat a large number of readers and their interests and their beliefs and their political convictions. You had an incentive, a financial incentive, to treat a lot of people fairly, because then you retained your broad readership and advertising base. But if you take ads out of that, all of a sudden now we live in an age where what you want is to increase the size of your choir, as in the old Southern expression, preaching to your choir. You want to tell people things they already believe and that they already know, and thus social media becomes the fuse on what you hope is a tsunami of clicks, with people clicking your item, forwarding your item, getting people to read your item, and hopefully eventually subscribing to your item. You try to build your loyal readership based on telling them essentially what they already think.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, on Was Social Media Drive the Media? Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Ben Mays. What does free to live in your vocation actually mean?
There's a real problem with ethics if, on the one hand, we forget God's moral law, summarized for us in the Ten Commandments. And on the other hand, there's a big problem if we forget the law of love. These things really have to go together. And so to say to somebody after they've become a Christian, just serve your neighbor in your vocation, that's not enough. We need to say the Christian life is a life of love. God has given us his love, and he's called us to love him and to love one another. And not only has he given us this love and shown us this way of love, he's also given us specifics. He's the one who gets to define what that love looks like. And the place that he has defined what that love looks like is in the Ten Commandments, that they recognize that it's not just their hearts that should be leading them in their Christian life. It's God's word, and specifically his moral law that's set forth in his word. Obviously, the law is not it. It's not as though after we have become Christians, all we need now is law. Now, we need both the law and the gospel. We need Christ, we need the Holy Spirit, and we need to continue to learn and grow in this love and this faith that he has given to us. Now, it's not enough to say, just look at the works of your vocation. And so if a person is in marriage, is in a family, they need to learn the specifics of what that Christian shape of love and ethics looks like. Likewise, what are our duties specifically as citizens? What are our duties as workers? And so all of these things are important, that we learn this from Holy Scripture and that it all be motivated with the love of God.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Ben Mays. What does free to live in your vocation really mean? Vote for it by going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or giving us a call live here this Friday afternoon, January the 25th, 1-877-623-MYIE. Here comes soundbite number four, and after that, we're going to take a break, and we'll start taking your phone call, your email, your tweets, and we'll be checking our Facebook fan page. Soundbite number four comes from Brian Thomas, answering the question, why evolutionists persist despite the lack of evidence.
What's at stake here? There's a big worldview issue at stake. Let's say I'm an evolutionary paleoanthropologist, okay, like Lee Berger, the promoter of these fossils. What's at stake for me? First of all, if I can promote these fossils, then I can get recognition and fame. You know, he took a tour around the world just a couple of years ago. He's like a rock star, and he's got all this money and fame, and he's got to keep producing this machine. He's got to feed that beast of money and fame, and so that's a motivating factor. These scientists are people. They're not just robots who follow the evidence exactly where it leads. No, there's other motivations. There's even spiritual motivations. For example, if I look at the evidence, I'm a evolutionary paleoanthropologist, and I finally give up after a lifetime of searching because I realize it's just not there. There is no bona fide, objectively discernible transitional form. It's just not there. That means what I'm left with is an extinct variety of ape and then humans. And so that's a very creation and a Bible and Genesis friendly conclusion, because the Bible says God created each of these creatures to reproduce after its own kind, not to morph between kinds as evolution asserts. And so what does that mean? It means the Bible's right. If the Bible's right about history, the Bible's right about what it says about my sin and my soul and my need for a salvation, and I don't want to admit that. So really there's a spiritual connection to sort of inform the biases and belief systems that my secular colleagues have.
That's soundbite number four, Brian Thomas, and why evolutionists persist despite the lack of evidence. We've played our soundbites, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now it's time for you to vote, and this break is a great time for you to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there for one of our four soundbites to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll take your votes on the other side of the break, and we'll give away the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, an I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943. Several Issues Etc. regular guests are candidates for leadership positions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Every LCMS congregation has received nomination forms for the president and vice presidents of the Synod. Please encourage your pastor and congregational leaders to fill out and return these nomination forms before February 20th of 2019. Learn more at issuesetc.org/nominations. issuesetc.org/nominations.
The recent unprecedented decline in American Christianity has been well documented. But what can we as Lutherans do about it? This question is at the heart of the Lutheran Witness's January issue on missions and evangelism. Start to finish, readers will encounter faith, courage, conviction, and the assurance that, as Victor Raj puts it, in the church, ministry and mission always go together. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, January the 25th, a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We've played our soundbites for you, and now it's your turn. We're ready to take your votes, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We get it in real time with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on God's gift of life? Soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on why social media drive the media? Soundbite number three, Dr. Ben Mays, what does free to live in your vocation really mean? Or soundbite number four, Brian Thomas on why evolutionists persist despite the lack of evidence. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package. Let's go first to Linda, who listens in Troy, Illinois. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Good afternoon. I would like to vote for soundbite number one by our president, Matt Harrison.
And why is that?
I am from Illinois. I absolutely did not know this underhanded thing was being done. It appalls me what has been done with abortion. It just absolutely appalls me. And what appalls me so much is that they're going to use my tax money. So that makes me a guilty party. And I just can't handle that at all. We've had 9 adoptions in our family, and we've had 32 foster children. There is no reason to abort a baby. There is no reason at all.
Linda, thank you so much, and thanks for listening in Troy. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Earl in Grand Rapids, Michigan says, I vote for President Harrison. That's soundbite number one. Pastor Harrison is very compassionate, but he also sees the terrible evil in our world that embraces death as something good. Earl, thanks for listening in Michigan and for your vote. Matt is listening in Indiana. Hi, Matt.
Hello, my vote is for Dr. Mays' soundbite.
And why is that?
Well, I think with our emphasis on the doctrine of justification as Lutherans, we can kind of experience this real existential angst, like, you know, okay, you know, we're justified freely, but now what do we do? And Dr. Mays' interview and the soundbite there really clarified for me how the moral law fits in with vocation and, you know, what it is we are supposed to be doing, what our duty is as Christians. So
Matt,
that's the reason.
Thank you, Matt, and thanks for listening in Indiana. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a vote via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, again, great sound bites. He says, I was torn between Terry Mattingly and Matt Harrison. I had never before considered how the shift away from advertising causes a funneling of opinions. That's a very good way of putting it, Aaron. But how can anyone hear the infectious enthusiasm in Pastor Harrison's voice and not be pulled in? This is the message so many in the pro-life camp need to hear, but will intentionally avoid or ignore. Let's re-elect Harrison for Soundbite of the Week and President. Well, hear, hear, Aaron. Thank you for listening in Florida. That's vote for Soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on God's gift of life. Robert listens in Texas. He's voting for soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, on why social media drive the media. Robert says, Terry Mattingly always has a great insight into the inner workings of the media, and this is no exception. It really does feel like now people go to the media looking to have their views validated rather than to be informed, and the media has responded in kind. You're quite right, Robert, and thanks for listening in Texas. According to your votes this week, winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on God's gift of life.
Life is a gift, and you don't need to be a Christian to recognize what a gift it is. Each of us are individual. If people get all excited about losing species in the rainforest because they might provide a cure, how about 61 million children aborted who would have been this doctor or that scientist or this person to do good works? Life is God's wonderful gift to us, and it's the prelude to eternal life. Life is worth living. Suffering does not take away life's value. And we are arguing that giving a child another couple of weeks in a womb, or 9 months in a womb, is not too much. The child can be reared by somebody else. There are loads of people wanting to adopt. Life is our only option. Christ came to give life. Our Father in heaven gives us life and showers us with good things. And in the midst of all tragedies, he gives us life. If you've had an abortion, it is forgivable. I tell you right now, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sins. If you've caused an abortion, it is forgivable. I tell you, even now, Christ died for all the sins of humanity, even those. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. Now let's act. Let's love. Seek us out. We'll help you. We'll love you. I promise.
That's winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on God's gift of life. The LPR bundle package goes to Matt in Indiana. If you would send us your shirt size and mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy trains Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this faithful Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer answer the question, does God change his mind in the Old Testament? We'll continue our Lutheran Catechesis series talking with Pastor Peter Bender about the rich young ruler, covetousness, and the close of the commandments, and we'll have Pastor David Peterson lead us into teaching on the presentation of our Lord. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Be Strong and Courageous from Joshua 1:9 is the theme for the 41st academic year at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.